Hello and welcome to service number 286 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show just fresh from my travels to Hellfest in France. So we're going to kick off with one of the highlights of the weekend, which was Deicide, and here's When Satan Rules His World.
Open the door to offer you
kicking things off nicely in a rowdy style. That was Dave Seibold and Satan Rules His World from the Once Upon a Cross album, swiftly followed by Decapitate It with Never from the Anti-Cult album. Two great sets, two bands, flawless live. It was just quite something to witness. It was great, very warm, but glad I've seen the two of them. So discussion of the weekend took place about how much we all miss Bolt Thrower. So I was doing a bit of digging around over the last couple of weeks and I came across this band, Chainsword. And this is a track called Contemptor from their Chapter 12 album. So let's see how your neck fares with this one. We'll be right back. Following Chainsword, that was Napalm Death with Master from Leaders Not Followers 2, which was a covers album, and that was Master by the Man Master, which is I think I've played the original on the show before. I was listening to Shane Embree's book while I was traveling. It was very, very good, highly recommended, very amusing in parts, and I didn't realize what a mangler he was and the antics he got up to, but there you go. It's only a bit of power metal now. Dexter Ward, Greek band, don't hear very much from them very often, but this is a sort of track called The Eyes of Merlin from the album 3.
Thank you.
And after a bit of Greek steel, that was Jack Starr's Burning Star with the Sands of Time. And Jack Starr, of course, started his career off as we, well, first became famous within the first couple of Virgin Steel albums, you know. So then he went on to play his own brand of heavy metal as well. So very overlooked guitar player and great band, and one to well worth going to have a dig for. So another band I've seen over the weekend, and they split up years ago and then have reformed it. There's this massive buzz around them, and they're not bad, but I can't understand the massive buzz about them. I'm talking about Acid Bath. This is a track called Tranquilized from When the Kite String Pops.
Yeah.
So first up was Acid Bath. There was a massive buzz around them, and even at Hellfest there was quite a crowd in to see them, but not what I expected to see. And following that was Venomous Concept, another one of Shame Embry's bands, with a track called Colossal Failure from the Politics Versus the Erection. Great title, that. So keeping it noisy, a band I haven't thought about in a while, Insect Warfare, is a quick blast of power for you, and this one's called Dead Inside. We'll be right back. Following Insect Warfare, that was a band called Epidemic with a track called Circle of Fools from their Decameron album. Released a couple of albums back in the early 90s from California, thrash. I think once they, when they hit, the kind of thrash thing was over. It was all about death metal and nothing. A lot of these bands died in the vine. You know, it was them. There was bands like Mesro from, I think they were German, they were Swedish. And you had other bands like Intruder, Panic, Evil Dead. Lots of them just fell by the wayside. But some really great records are well worth checking out. And still keeping it a bit thrash, we're going to go Death Angel, Mistress of Pain from the Ultraviolence. We'll be right back. following Death Angel, that was Black Flag with Beat My Head Against the Wall from My War. Watched a few bands the weekend, the Addicts, and Agnostic Front, Lionheart, a few other sort of hardcore bands, and just took a wee notion for a bit of Black Flag, so it's always good to hear them. And now that Henry Rollins doesn't perform any music anymore, which is really unfortunate because I always really enjoyed him as a live artist. So next up, the horrible G.G. Allin. If you know about G.G. Allin, his live shows and the chaos that surrounded his life, even his funeral was absolute chaos. This is a track from the Hated in the Nation album called Bite It, You Scum.
We're said, don't worry, it's a piece of cake. And sent us swimming in a burning lake. Now we're abandoned here for heaven's sake. Why don't you come down to? It's such a brutal planet, it's such an ugly world. Why won't you come down to?
Another solo artist I've seen at the weekend there was Alice Cooper, the great Alice Cooper, and that was a track he played, Brutal Planet, from the Brutal Planet album. He's got another new female guitar player. She's very good as well, and most of the band seemed to remain the same. Only complaint was, in an hour-long set, he'd done a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Like, absolutely zero need for that when you've got a catalogue of Cooper's quality. Could we not have had Bed of Nails? Could we not have had Goes to Hell, Welcome to My Nightmare, anything, The Black Widow? Maybe did do The Black Widow, but you know what I mean, it smells like Teen Spirit. Ugh. Okay, so that's it for another week. It was warm, it was hot, it was good fun, good company, had a really nice place to stay with a swimming pool, and a lot of barbecues, plenty of beer, Ubers back and forward, a couple of trains in there. And just generally, but the weather was really hot. It was quite hard to take at times, especially on a Sunday. But great experience. If you've never been to Hellfest, well worth it. You see lots of bands you've never seen before. You'll see, and it's just really well laid out, really slick operation. And you know what? Like, for the ticket prices, what, about €349 or something? Like, it's not a lot of money when you go, if you're going to go and see Iron Maiden, Alice Cooper, and Deep Purple. Like, that's that ticket, that's that money away, you know. So you get to see lots and lots of other things and just have an overall good experience. So that's my take on Hellfest. That was the 12th one I'd done, so I seemed to have liked it. So I'm going to finish off with a band that I haven't played in a long time, Solace. And this was from their EP, Indolence. And this is the title track, Indolence. So until next time, look after yourselves. And maybe see some of you at Def Leppard at the weekend. We'll be right back.